The Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell just got bigger. Featuring former defensive star and three-time national champion at Nebraska and NFL player Jason Peter. Jason Peter under the helmet. With Jason Peter on the Big E Sports Show with host Elissa Walker-Campbell.
We are back this weekend on the Big E Sports Show better than ever because, of course, it is time for our Under the Helmet segment with our favorite Jason Peter, Nebraska great, three-time national champion. And I tell you what, Jason, it is Mavs fever down here. They have advanced to the NBA Finals. That has certainly been the focal point on this weekend show. It's been such an incredible season. And I know that you have been following along. And what are your thoughts about all this?
Is Dirk going to be the next mayor of Dallas when this thing's all finished?
I'd vote for him.
I think everybody in Dallas would. It's just it's exciting to watch these guys, and I know as I speak for you as a fellow German, you got to just love watching Dirk out there, and I honestly can't wait to see Dirk versus LeBron. I hope that's the matchup that we get because that's going to be exciting. I mean, there is just no way. When you get a 7-footer that spins and hits that fadeaway, you can't defend it. You just cannot defend that shot. And it's a reason why he's going for, 34, 36, 38 every single night.
He is something special, and of course in Game 5, 29 points, 5 rebounds, and hitting 9 of 10 from the free throw line, Mr. Consistent, and it is hard to believe. I mean, this is someone that's been in the league for 13 years, but he just continues to get better, and, I was just visiting with the Mavs television play-by-play announcer, and we were talking about the fact that, they're drawing the comparison of Dirk Nowitzki to Larry Bird. What's your assessment of this? What do you think about that, Jay?
I think he's got to win some championships first. I mean, there have been a lot of great players, and not to say that championships define a player, but, Dirk, I think, is just coming into his prime now. I mean, Bird, he played, he had a long, long career. I don't know exactly how many years off the top of my head, but, it's hard, too, when you start comparing players from different eras. I mean, were they very much into the strength training and everything else, the speed training, that they do now? If Bird had that, not that I think he is any kind of genetic freak, Larry Bird, there wasn't a whole lot of muscle tone on him. But, in a way, they're similar players. I think naturally people, just because of the color of the skin, sometimes that happens to be the first the first element, I think, that people tend to then, or reason why they compare them. But certainly, I think with their games and the where they can pretty much hit a shot from anywhere on the floor, I think that's some reason why these two get compared.
Well, and you just think about how much the game has changed, how it has evolved. The athletes, as you're saying, they're bigger, they're stronger, they're faster. And so just for him to consistently perform at such an incredibly high level, and I think back to Game 4, of course, the Mavs being down by as much as 15 points. Everyone had, said, hey, this game is over. The Thunder have won. But no to Dirk. I mean, he goes in there and does a one-man show and completely takes over and takes it upon himself to get them back into overtime, but then also to go ahead and get the win.
He did. I mean, and it was... You got to tip your hat to Dirk and the performance he put on there because he was, I would say, prior to him going off there in the fourth, he had hit a little bit of a slump in there where he kind of went cold. But you got to go back to your best player. But I think the thing about that game a few nights ago was with Oklahoma City and up by 12 or 13 with 4 minutes left in the game, and these guys, the youth is just coming out in them because they're shooting threes with 20-plus seconds left on the shot clock. I mean, you got to run some time off the clock. There's no reason to be shooting threes when you're up by 13 in your place. I mean, just be smart about it. And it just goes to show you that, you know, everybody's always talking about the next young star and this and that. When, you know, look at guys like Jason Kidd, who he's in his, you know, 100th season playing in the NBA, and the guy knows his strengths and weaknesses. It was just, what, 2-3 years ago when they got Kidd and everybody just ripped the Mavs to pieces, saying, this is your piece of the puzzle. This is how you're going to get back to the NBA Finals. And, you know, it didn't happen, I don't think, the first year or second year, but you know what, they're back. And this guy knows the things that he can do and the things he used to be able to do and the things which ultimately lead to that he can't do right now. And he stays away from those things, and he's changed his game. And the guy's a stud. I mean, you can't argue with it.
Joining us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show, of course, is Jason Peter. It is our Under the Helmet segment. We had to digress momentarily. We had to talk about the Mavs and their big win and heading to the NBA Finals. It's a lot of fun down here in Dallas covering all of this. But let's move ahead. Let's talk about, I mean, in fact, even step outside the Big 12 and the Big 10 Conference. But what about in the SEC? Florida's new head coach, Will Muschamp, making some very bold statements in the offseason, guaranteeing a fan that they would win against Georgia. That's pretty dangerous to do, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's par for the course with the SEC coaches. I mean, this is what they do. I think the commissioner, Slives down there, Sliv, however you pronounce his name, sometimes I think Slimy might be the best when you talk about the SEC conference. I mean, this is how they stay relevant, stay front page. Certainly their football backs it up, but, you know, there's so much bickering that goes on sometimes between these coaches. I mean, do you remember, I know Lane Kiffin was a big part of it, but, you know, these coaches have been doing it for a long time, even before Kiffin got there with Tennessee. But, yeah, I mean, it was a little shocking because Georgia's his alma mater. I mean, that's where Muschamp played. And now you kind of take a shot at them, and I don't know. I mean, I think it was all in good fun, and everything kind of gets twisted and turned a little bit. I guess if it just stays at that, if nobody goes and tries to poison any more trees or kill Florida's gator or burn down a statue of Steve Spurrier, I guess everything will be all right.
Hey, he said his loyalty and allegiance is to the folks that are signing his check now, so you can certainly understand it. But I can guarantee you, Jason Peter, Tom Osborne would never be making any kind of statements like that during his time as a head coach.
He would not get sucked into that stuff. That's one thing that you would never see him in a battle of words, especially in the press. He didn't want to give them anything. He just felt like they'd act like your buddies, you know, one day, and then the next they're kind of out for your head. So certainly not something he would do. But Bo Pelini, you know what, right now, maybe until he wins a championship, I would have to say he probably wouldn't do it either.
Okay, give us a quick rundown. I mean, what is kind of the pulse up there in Lincoln, Nebraska? I mean, I know we're in the off season. Here we are wrapping up the month of May, heading into June. I mean, any news, Nebraska news? We do have a lot of Husker fans down here, I will tell you.
I think the biggest news in Nebraska is more about what's going on in Ohio State and Will Tressel end up being fired. Now a new guy, a receiver that just played a few years ago, Ray Small. I think from 2006 to 2010, he's come out and said he sold his Big Ten championship rings. He sold other memorabilia for cash. He claims that everyone on the team was doing it. It's shocking in many ways. Number one, that guys or everyone on the team would be doing it. But number two, it seems like guys are taking shots at their own program. Why is there this bitterness that now you want to watch the ship go down in flames? I couldn't imagine ever doing that to Nebraska. There's just too much love and respect there, and nobody's ever done anything to hurt my career or anything that I'm trying to do at Nebraska. And this guy just finished playing in 2010. I mean, I don't know if some of these guys feel bitter because maybe they weren't first-round draft picks. Maybe they're not playing in the NFL. And you know what? It can't be my fault, so it's got to be somebody else's fault. It's got to be the university, and they didn't prepare me. They didn't, you know, maybe the coaches were talking bad to those NFL scouts about me, and that's why. I don't know exactly, but why do guys take these shots at their alma mater? I don't understand it.
Well, you know, I kind of give a hall pass to some of the youth that have made these decisions. I mean, we're talking about a bunch of young 20-year-olds. We have all made things that we wish we could get a mulligan and have a do-over. We have all made those mistakes in our early 20s, but Jim Tressel, that has just been the greatest disappointment to me because that's been difficult. I mean, he's let himself down, the university, and so many others. I'm not sure. Will he ever be able to resurrect his image?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, they're talking about this latest piece with Ray Small is, you know, these car dealerships. They had auto dealerships kind of in the players' back pockets, and guys were getting free car. I mean, if you're Jim Tressel, you got to know if your guys are showing up in new Escalades or in brand new cars, right? I mean, there's got to be something, whether it's one of your position coaches, whether it's a student, a tutor. Somebody has got, who's tied to the coaching staff, has got to recognize if there's something wrong going on. And look, we've already seen evidence that Jim Tressel has lied once to the higher-ups, you know, about players and some criminal activity that was going on. I mean, now who's to say that, you know, Jim Tressel didn't know about all this other stuff that was going on? And I think for a guy who claimed to do it the right way, those are the things I think that hurt the people the most, is not if you stay silent and then you come out and something like this happens, but for the people that go out and preach it a certain way, then, you know, when these allegations and the evidence comes out that you're not the guy that you said you were, that's, I think, what hurts people the most. And he's going to have a tough time, I think, fixing his image, although, you know, we are football fans, and this is America, so all he has to do is win a national championship, and everything's forgiven.
Hey, if folks can forgive Tiger Woods, I think they can forgive Jim Tressel. So, Jason Peter with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. We are quickly running out of time, and I hate to end on such a downer note, but just the incredibly disappointing news, tragic news, of Oklahoma linebacker Austin Box dead at the tender age of 22. I cannot, as a mother of two sons, I cannot even imagine what his parents are going through. My thoughts and prayers have been with this family all week long. What was your thoughts, Jay?
Yeah, I mean, that was my mother's worst fear. I mean, I've been open about my problems, struggles with addiction, you know, not to say that this is what even happened with Austin. I think we're all kind of waiting to see what happened. The only thing we know is, you know, what his buddy told the EMT guy, and that was that he had been taking pain pills, and you know, you never know, I guess, how something's going to react, or if that's even the reason for it. But that was my mother's worst fear, is getting that call, that, you know, you got to come identify a body, and it's so sad because these kids, I mean, even though they think they know it all, and that they think they're so wise beyond their years, they're just kids. They're just babies, and they're not even in the real world. If the biggest stressor you got is, you know, handing in a midterm paper, boy, then you got it easy, because when you got to start caring for kids and taking care of you know, family and a mortgage and all that other stuff, I mean, that's when, you know, real life kind of kicks in. And at this point, you know, he was playing football, and it should have been the time of his life. And it's a life that certainly was cut way too short. So, you know, I'm sure everybody's thoughts and prayers are with him, his family, and Oklahoma's family. But, yeah, what a tragedy.
Jason Peter has been with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Of course, you can go to his website at jasonpeter.com. And Jay, we always appreciate you stopping by. And of course, we want to encourage all the listeners out there to go and get a copy of your book that really does detail the personal struggles that you yourself have had. And of course, that book is titled Hero of the Underground. And we want to encourage you guys to go out and get a copy of it. Jason, thanks so much for stopping by. We'll talk to you next week.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jay.
We'll be right back in just a moment on the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.